On the 25th of March, 1821, the Feast of the Annunciation, the Hellenic people took up arms, proclaiming the dawn of their Agonas, and armed revolution against the Ottoman Empire. The brave volunteers of this campaign were not bound by a shared class or ideology, but by their blood and their faith. Consciously aware of their sacred ethnic duty, these men solemnly declared Eleftheria y Thanatos, liberty or death. For 8.5 years, the Greek revolutionaries fought to rid their fatherland of the Turks. With the blessings of God, the sacrifices of these men brought honor to their ancestors and secured an independent nation for their posterity. Today, we, the Greek people, the inheritors of the revolution, commemorate the 200th anniversary of our heroic forefathers' deeds. The honor of their blood flows within us, filling our hearts with pride and dignity. For this honor, we owe a debt of responsibility not only to our ancestors, but to our nation, our progeny, and to God himself. Indeed, without exception, every generation is born with the same duty to all other generations, and to our Creator, the preservation of the ethnos, no matter the cost to one's worldly self. With this eternal duty in mind, let us take this historic anniversary as a moment for national self-reflection and frank evaluation. If we consider the records of Greece's contemporary leaders, how do they measure up in this regard? Any honest Greek must conclude that those in charge of the state have utterly betrayed their ethnic duty. From the financial crisis to the migrant invasion, the government has sold out the will of the people to both international institutions of usury and parasitical swarms of foreign invaders. Those of us who most strongly opposed the traitors in government, the brave leaders of Golden Dawn, took it upon themselves to actively intervene on behalf of the nation, while the state maliciously abetted the evils plaguing the Greek people. For their selfless bravery, they were thrown into prison and remain there as of today. Meanwhile, the Turkish menace escalates its extractive occupation of Cyprus, threatening new incursions into sovereign Hellenic soil. The traitorous Greek government responds by redoubling its diplomatic subservience to the illegitimate Zionist state. In all matters domestic and international, the contemporary Greek state treads upon the nation solely so that she may more tightly embrace her backstabbers. The abject corruption of the Greek state ought to make us question the supposed liberty of the Greek nation. While the Ottoman Empire no longer exists, a new host of existential threats has taken its place. International usury, foreign capital, genocidal Turks, wanton migrants, and satanic Zionists. As is true of most Western nations, hegemonic neoliberalism has robbed the Greek people of their autonomy, but has done so under the guise of de jure independent statehood. Our ancestors look upon us from heaven, and seeing our current state of affair, pray that God deliver us from the snares of our enemies, just as he had delivered our ancestors centuries ago. If they were alive and with us today, there is no doubt that they would be the loudest voices calling for our new Agonas. Despite their earthly deaths, their calls beckon to us through the echoes of history. By the honor of our blood, and our God-ordained duty, we are all but compelled to heed them. As our European brethren search for an example to follow, let us Greeks be the first to declare, our forefathers broke the iron chains of the Turk. We now tear down the optical fiber noose of the neoliberal. Eleftheria y Thanatos! Kyrie Niki!
Να βλέπω με κλαδιά, να φεύγω μ' απ' τον κόσμο για τη μικρή σκλαβιά. Σκυλιές να κατοικούμε, να βλέπω με κλαδιά, να φεύγω μ' απ' τον κόσμο για τη μικρή σκλαβιά. Κάνω με μιας ώρας ελεύθερη ζωή, παρά 40 χρόνια σκλαβιά και φυλακή, παρά 40 χρόνια σκλαβιά και φυλακή.
παιδιά μας κι όλους τους συγγενείς.
Καλωμένα δέντρα, πατρίδα.